Blog Talk Radio.
They ain't doing nothing.
nothing to change their lives. It's doing the same way of doing things the same way. And I want to start reading this scripture. But first of all, amen, let me give you this guest call in for you to listen in. All right, the guest call in is 1-713-955-0783. And that's on every Thursday at 6:30. Praise God. So we come on every Thursday at 6:30. Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Show Radio. And so we want you to come in and listen. Praise God. Give that to your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, everybody. We're in Nehemiah. I'm Elder Braxton. Okay. I am Elder Ernest Braxton out of Tampa, Florida. Amen. A teacher and evangelist. Amen. Letting you know that we care about you. All right. Now, as we see here, all right, Nehemiah says in the sixth verse of the fourth chapter of Nehemiah, it says this: so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people, amen, had a mind to work. You have to have a mind to work. Praise God. You have to have a mind. I tell people, nothing much happened. Nothing happened unless some effort's been put forth. You understand what I'm saying? You got to have some effort to put forth. If you say you got faith and you believe, all right, it's time for you to work. Praise God. And that's what we have to do. Amen. The saints shouldn't be sitting down just taking it easy and saying that they enjoy it. They should have a mind to go and work the field for getting saints, getting other people. I mean, once they get other people involved, praise God, that's what we're doing. The rubber hit the road when you're out there, you know, doing your job. I was in the doctor's office the day, praise God. Amen. So, you know, I had some physical problems, you know, but, you know, I had a pocket full of tracks, and I began to put the tracks inside some of the books that, you know, the people come in there and read. And, you know, I remember one time a lady opened up the book, and the track fell out, talking about the Lord. And what she did, she looked at me. She looked at me and smiled because she knew she got an idea that I had put it in there. All right, but I'm letting you know that we have to do work. All right, and you know what? Sometimes you could write. You know, I have a track that says God loves you. All right, and another one that says, is there anything missing in your life? You know, what's missing in your life? You know, and what happened? You know, they open that book, they read, thinking they'll read about something else, and they see this track and begin to read it. But we see here today, amen, you have to have a mind to work in anything. You want your yard cut, you want your fence cleaned, you want anything done, you have to have a mind to work, because that's where the effort, you got to put forth some effort, praise God. And I let people know is that don't let nobody put you to sleep. All right, do some work, praise God, and then things will happen for you, praise the Lord. A lot of people don't think that, you know, they're thinking that, well, you know, I'm just going to wait right here until something happens. No, you got to work, amen. You know, you can't clean your room up by just sitting there. You can't wash the dishes, you know, while the dishes are just piling up there. You just can't wash the dishes, you know, with no effort, praise God. You got to get up and do something. And that's what's happening. A lot of people thinking that they can get something the easy way. But we see here today, Nehemiah had some obstacles, all right? He had went to the king and told the king, you know, the king seen that by his expression that he wanted to do something, you know. And as we see here, amen. So he wanted to go down to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls and rebuild everything, the temples and all that. So the king grant him that request, and he went down. But they had obstacles. You're going to have all kinds of obstacles when you're trying to do good for the Lord. Come on now. And yourself sometimes. All right, so as we see, the obstacles are there. All right, people, you know, you go say, I'm going over here to build this and do this and do that. People, oh, you can't do this. You got to do this. You got to do, you can't do it that way. You're going to have all kinds of obstacles. All right, but you got to have a mind to get up. The scripture said, why sit here until we die? Even those lepers, amen, they begin to realize they're sitting at this gate. They're, as they're sitting there, all right, the Syrians, all right, camp was down there. And also, amen, going into Jerusalem, they said, if we go into Jerusalem, they're going to kill us, all right? They don't want us there. If we go down to the Syrian camp, they're going to kill us, all right? They're leopards, right? Okay, so guess what? They began to get up. One had to say something. One spoke out and said, why sit here until we die? Let's do something. Let's get active. Let's get up and move and go march down there to the Assyrian camp. As they marched down there, all right, you see, there was a serious thought. A whole army was coming against them, all right, and they left everything and the lepers, you know, to those lepers. All right, but we see here today that you got to get up and be active and do some things. Praise God! You know, even if, you know, don't let your mind say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm too tired. I'm not. You know, get up and do something. You know, you got to be active. Praise God! All right, but see, if a person believe, all right, and that he could achieve something, all right, and put work ethic behind it. Put some action behind it, some effort. Amen. We see that they could accomplish things. You know, they could accomplish something. Praise God. But you got to get up off the seat of do nothing and get active and start doing things and so forth. So we see here today, why sit here until we die? Why just wait around and don't do nothing? All right, but we're supposed to wait on the Lord, but we should be praying and being active. Let's work toward the things that we want in our life, praise the Lord. Let's go and do something about it, praise God. So I'm letting you know today, your Heavenly Father don't want you to sit down and don't do anything. Amen. My grandmother used to tell me, say, God help those who help themselves. And she used to tell me another thing. She said, you will make one step, God will make two. All right, that's what she used to say. All right, so think about it. You got to get up. All right, now look, as we look at this here now, as we look. Okay, and the seventh verse said, and it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah, all right, and the Arabians and the Amorites, all right, see, he had those obstacles right there. Those people was coming against him because they didn't want the walls of Jerusalem built. They didn't want that happening. They're going to do everything they wanted to come. Even when they was enemies against themselves, but when it came to Jerusalem being built, all right, we find that they all got to be buddies with each other to come against the work that was being done in Jerusalem. All right? You think about it, you know, you think about it. Ain't that something? All right. See, in other words, look what it says. Come on down, the Ashdodites, and look what it says. Heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, all right, and the breachers began to be stopped. They was all, look what it is, they were very rough. They was mad. And this is what happened. When you're trying to do something, even in the church sometimes, you're trying to do something good, and you're trying to get people together to do something, there are going to be some people going to say, oh, I don't know about that. I don't think I want to be a part of that. I don't think I want to. There was no unity sometimes. All right, these people was came there for a purpose. They came for a purpose, I mean, to build the walls of Jerusalem and to build it up. All right, but guess what? And look what it says in the 8th verse. It says, and conspired all them together. Look at that. To come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Think about it, friend. You know, you go to try to do something in church sometime, even in the church. All right? You go say, well, I'm going out there to witness to these people. I'm going out there to have a street meeting to these people, with the people. I'm going out there and you know, tell the good news about Christ. Amen. I'm going to tell spread the word about it. All right, how to be saved. All right, people gonna talk behind your back. It's all kinds of things that gonna come up. Amen. And that's what you got to do. You got to realize that you can't get mad with people. All right. You can't get mad with it. You know, you just got to do your work. Praise God. So as we see here, you got people out there. They'll be saying, I don't know. You going with them? I don't know. Well, me going over there. I don't know. All these different things. All right. But that's what happened. The 8th verse says, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and hinder it, meaning they hindered the work. Praise God. So we see here, you got to work. Faith without work is dead, friend. You got to get up and do something. Even sometimes when God tell you to do something, amen, if our Heavenly Father Yahweh tells us to do something, we need to get up and do it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we see here, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, amen, our Savior, we need to get up and work, do the work, praise God. So we got to do it. It entails work. Amen. Look what it says. Amen. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God. See, and that's one thing you got to do. You got to make your prayer unto our Heavenly Father, our God. Amen. And say, Father, you know, help me out in this thing. Amen. Help me and the people that are working for me. You got to do that. So that's the thing. You want to be successful, it going to entail work. I was riding down the street the other day. I seen this young man out there selling peanuts. Peanuts. You know, people say peanuts is one of the lowest pieces of food you can sell. Amen. And so this guy was out there selling peanuts. All right. And some people will ride by that and say, oh, man, he out there selling peanuts. But the guy making good money selling peanuts, all right, boiled peanuts, parched peanuts, you know, think about it, friend. So we see here today an effort has to be made. I mean, you got to get up off the seat or do nothing in order to be successful. Praise God. You know, I don't care if you cut grass, wash cars and trucks, those big trucks. I don't care what you do. Amen. Something that you could do to make it. I've seen a lady who was out there at baked pies and go around to these stores and put those sweet potato pies out. And I said, look at that. You know, something people that could do something. I seen another lady doing alterations to clothes. All right. I've seen people do things. You know, the flea market is a great place of capitalism, where you see it in basic forms of capitalism right there, where that people out there, all right, they got all kinds of different things that they're selling at the flea market, all right? And, you know, I always like flea markets. You know, every city I like to go to, I like to go to the flea market and see what they got out there. So interesting people out there and good people out there. They're doing something to help themselves and they being sociable and all that, you know, that's wonderful. All right. But you have to watch the obstacle, those people that are going to come against you and talk about you and say this and say that and all manner of works on you. Amen. But if we get in work, all right, you know what? You don't even have to have a whole lot, all right? You can start with the little you got, all right, and start working that thing. Amen. So, you know, if you think you sell a better chicken than these other chicken places around here, start selling some chicken. All right, develop your taste, all right? So, you know, even people out there now, they got, I was riding down the street, they got this big, nice little restaurant over there on Del Mabry. It's called the Wing House. All right? So you know, they sell wings. They got different flavors and so forth, you know? Somebody had the idea to do that, all right? Think about it. But we see here today, I tell you who got it going on is Chicken Philly in America. Oh, man, I say, wow, I can't believe it, man. You know, you go to Popeye's, you maybe could get so many pieces of chicken, you know, for $7 or $6 or something like that. You know, you get two pieces or whatever like that and some sides. And maybe sometimes you get a drink. But watch this. Those people at Chick-fil-A, they give one piece of chicken on a bun and everybody going crazy about it. But the taste is good. There's no bone in it, and the taste is good. All right, so you can't say, you know, hey, that's good. But somebody had an idea, and they moved on that idea. All right, so we see here today, you got to do it. You got to do it, amen. And I've seen some other things. Like in churches, I remember our church came from a small little house on Ebor, amen. Our church, all right, came from a small little house, and they used to have service in their living room. Great service in their living room. Well, Elder Shaw, amen, my bishop's dad, all right, he started this place, him and his wife, you know, Mother Barbara Shaw. And they worked this thing, and after Elder died, his son took over it, all right, and a little small room right in their living room with a piano and, you know, a podium and so, and some chairs out there, and showing up, the church is growing, praise God. It's growing by leaps and bounds. So you think about that, praise God. This one little apostolic holding this church, amen. Amen, we used to call it Jesus Saved Through Faith Pentecostal Apostolic Church. All right. Well, you know, we have grown, praise God. Amen. We joined with the association with the Church of God, the Bible Way, and we are growing even more, praise God. And I just thank and praise God for all of those brothers that is working in, everybody, and the members that is working in. But that didn't start out by it, just in a kind of way. It started out with some planning, praise God, by his father. Amen. So we see here today that we need to have a mind to work, a mind to get up and do something, praise God. You know what? How much time you spend in your ministry, or in the ministry? Or what are you doing for Christ right now? All right? Are you giving out tracts to people? Are you telling somebody about Christ, you know, three times a week? Or what are you doing right now to build the kingdom of God? What are you building? How are you building the kingdom? And we see here today that you have to learn to build the kingdom of God. Amen. And building it, you got to take witnesses. Jesus told us to go. Amen. Amen. So we see here we have to go out there. And that's what it do. You know, sometimes if you can't get nobody to go with you, you might have to go solo in a public places. All right? Not in places where you got to go in hidden places. All right? But you can go in public places and hand tracts out and talk to people and invite people to church or something other. You know, what are you doing today? Amen. So you got to work. You know, I was looking at this scripture in Nehemiah Amen. So in the 18th verse in the 4th chapter, it says this. It says, for the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side. Boy, they were willing to fight to build that wall. They were willing to fight, praise God. They were willing to go to battle, amen, to fight and to risk their lives to build that wall. Look what it says, amen. And so build it. Look at that. And so, you know, all those people's coming, amen, against them, though they know they coming together, but they were ready to fight. Amen. Amen. So the Bible said, and it's, listen to what it said. It said, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Talk about Nehemiah. You know, in other words, they had their swords to their side. Amen. They were ready to battle. Amen. Ain't that something? Praise God. They were serious. Amen. They were serious and determined to build the wall, amen, of Jerusalem. So you think about that. Amen. What are you doing? Amen. What are you doing? You know, I tell people, don't go out and argue with nobody. I don't go out and argue with nobody. The people want to argue with me, I just leave them alone. I just say, you know, hand them a track and keep on going. I ain't going to argue with you because I ain't got time for arguing because, you know, if we both out there arguing, people think it's both crazy and foolish. So I'm telling you today, amen, get up and do something, you know. Get up and find something to do, amen. Learn, amen. You believe things could happen, make it happen. Do it, praise God. Let God bless your soul. Amen. My friend, we're at Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. We're located on Osborne and 22nd. Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street. And we welcome you to come in and have, amen, and have a good time in the Lord with us. Amen. We want you to come because we care about your soul. Amen. Some people are empty. Some people need rest for their souls. Some people are lonely. Praise God. We want you to come out. Praise God. Amen. We want to help you fill that empty void. Amen. And if there's something missing in your life, it could be Jesus. It could be the Lord. Amen. It could be the God in your life that need someone to fill that empty void. So I'm letting you know, if you need more love, come to Jesus Saved Through Faith. My friend, we thank and praise God for you. My time is about up. Amen. Amen. You can call me, 813-403-2840. 813-403-2840. Amen. Let you know that God loves you. This is Elder Braxton. Amen. And we care about your soul. We care about your families. We care about you. And we thank and praise God for you and your family. So, amen. Let you know that we love you. And we care about you, praise God. Amen. We want to let you know that we want to be there for you. Amen. If you need prayer, you need the Holy Ghost, we'll call on the name until you receive the Holy Ghost. We'll baptize you, all right, in the name of Jesus, amen, which is commonly known, which is Hebrew, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. We'll baptize you. Amen. So we see here today. Come. Amen, and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give an honor to all the brothers and the board of bishop, the board, the elders board, and the pastors. All right, we give honor to all of you and all the members of Churches of God the Bible Way and all of the apostolic ministries that are doing it the right way. Amen. Letting them know that Jesus, amen, Yeshua, is Lord. Amen, to the glory of God, because every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. Amen, we thank you and praise God for you right now in the name of Jesus right now. Amen. We love you. Bye-bye.